is connect the dots. Are you dancing? Well, you want to be. Basic music like that, everyone in the galaxy should be dancing. This is Connect the Dots radio show. This is Connect the Dots. This is Tom Edison. That's right, Tom Edison. Hey, my name's almost like somebody famous. Wait a minute, I'm famous too. Hey, whatever, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is a call-in radio show. Hey, number here is 888-627-6008. Nobody talks faster than me on the radio except me. Anyhow, hey, I was just listening to Charlie Green on BBS Radio, and that's the show before mine, and he was talking about sun gazing and the importance of it. And believe me, it's worth doing if that's all you got to do for 3 months, 30 minutes a day. And the time to do it is when right before the sun goes down and right before the sun comes up over the horizon. You know, you can put your hand up over your eyebrows, do it any way you want. Be careful, but it's a vitality for your body, and we all need vitality nowadays because of this COVID nonsense. And I've heard the stories before, maybe you have too, about people that claim they don't have to eat food because they get all their energy from breathing heavy breaths and sun gazing. That's right. Is it possible? Why wouldn't it be possible? Hey, but the most important thing anybody should be thinking right now is the upcoming global meditation. I don't care if you're a swami or a regular 9-to-5er, a beer drinker, or whatever. Everybody can participate in a global mass meditation. No, you don't have to put on fancy white clothes and fold your legs in the position. And you don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is be tuned in. And there's all these YouTube videos to guide you through this. At 22 minutes after the hour on December 21st. Hey, I'm doing the show from New York City, and I'm in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. So on December 21st at 1:22 p.m., that's 22 minutes after the hour of 1 p.m., is the time to be tuned in. You need to be sitting in front of your apparatus, whatever it may be, that you're going to be following the guidance of the YouTube of your choice that is going to guide you through this meditation. It's that easy. All you have to do is be, you know, relaxed and listening, maybe starting like a minute before 1:22 p.m. if you're in New York City, 22 minutes after the hour, or after some other hour if you're another part of the world. And, you know, follow the guidance of what you're listening to on the YouTube video, you know, for the whole 20 minutes. It really starts off real slow, and you just get into it, and you visualize. You envision what they're talking about. That's why it's important to listen to a guided video so we can all focus, you and everybody else, we all can focus our minds on the same thing. That's the power of the collective consciousness. That's the power of everyone thinking and focusing on the same pictures in their mind at the same time. And the point of doing it on December 21st, well, there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, there's supposedly this energy coming from the planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. and they're all converging together, and that's a force of energy vibrating that we can harness and use, intentionally harness and use, to bring more light into planet Earth, to bring on this thing called the event. Everybody on Earth, if you're a human being, you want the event to happen, because this is bringing in more light and opening up the door for the Galactic Federation to come down here and get rid of all the trash that's ruining our lives. That's right, all the crooked governors and world leaders and New World Order puppets that are ruining our lives. That's right. That's the best way for all of us to get rid of the trash that's ruining our lives. These are elected officials that have deceived us, lied to us, stabbed us in the back. You know? The list goes so long, I don't even want to start on it. We know who these traitors are, but we have to get rid of them because of their authority through the chain of command systems that govern the human race. They are making all the wrong decisions and ruining our lives. That's right. Everything about the COVID you heard through the TV is a friggin' lie. You know? Any problem, and it's a minor problem, truthfully, they're just trying to brainwash you into believing it's a major problem. Any physical problem that 99%+ of the population automatically recovers from it without doing friggin' anything is nothing to turn into a pandemic. No, there's no legitimate reason for trying to get people to take a toxic vaccine, which is purposely designed to ruin your friggin' body, take control of your mind, and ruin humanity forever. That's how bad this vaccine is, you know? I'm not going to tell you an illusion, but to wake up you people, I'm going to use something that we're all familiar with. Taking this vaccine is just like buying a one-way ticket to hell, because it's going to be your hell that you're buying the ticket to, and you're going to be stuck on the train to hell. It's that bad. What else can I say? Did I hear somebody say something? Anyhow, that's just to give you an idea whether there's a hell or not, but if you, we all know what the vision of hell is, and if you take this vaccine, you're buying yourself a one-way ticket to hell. I don't know how else to scare you into not getting involved in this, you know? This has been a plan for over 100 years to toxify humanity through a vaccine, take away their feelings, take away their souls. Things that bad are in this vaccine. They're going to sterilize all of humanity. I mean, I just had to get on this for a minute, because people, you need to wake up. If you're listening to my voice and you tell your friends, this vaccine crap is nothing but a lie. I've said it before, and I said it again. Hey, follow me on Twitter. On Twitter, I've been saying it for years. Vaccines are illogical, and no one can prove otherwise. You know, God forbid somebody calls up this radio show and tries to tell me how vaccines are good. I'll ask them the key questions, and they're going to be mumbling, humming, 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 because they're not going to know what to say. I don't care how many degrees you have in science. Yeah, you call up my radio show, I'll ask you the key question, and I'll prove to you that you don't know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to vaccines. And you don't know about real health care. But I do, and that's why I'm qualified to make those bold statements. You know, I educated myself on what real health care is, and it has nothing to do with vaccines, chemical poisons, or anything like that. Everybody on the war face of the earth has been brainwashed into believing this is real science. No, this is mad scientists forcing their evil propaganda on people that want to be real scientists. And you've been duped, and you've complied with believing this. There is no truth in a vaccine being good for anyone. And, you know, it can be easily proved. Just start asking yourself the key questions. And you'll find there are no real answers from so-called mainstream science. Mainstream science is not real science. It's propaganda science. That's the friggin' world we're living in. And that's why we want to move out of this 3D reality, as it's called, and move into the new Earth timeline, the 5D, you know? And don't confuse 5D. 5D, as in dog, stands for dimension. That's right. Or 5D, as D in dimension, stands for dimension. Each dimension has a frequency range of it, you know? What the frequency ranges are in our physical reality now, the new frequency ranges in the 5D, fifth dimension, fifth density, fifth realm of existence is higher. The frequencies go higher, the higher the number of the dimension. That's why they call it the higher realms, you know? Has nothing to do with climbing up a skyscraper or something like that. It has higher is referring to the number of vibrations per second, the hertz. You know, H-E-R-T-Z has not, you know, look it up in the dictionary. It has nothing to do with renting a car, just in case you thought that. But anyhow, December 21st, participate in the meditation. It's easy. Extremely easy. If you don't know what to do, go on Twitter, and you don't have to be a member of Twitter to view other people's tweets. You can just simply go there. You just can't interact with anything if you're not signed up to Twitter. But you can view what other people are talking about. And the place to view on Twitter is at CobraInfo1. You use that funny at sign. It's an A with a swirl around it, you know, at, and then Cobra Info, I-N-F-O, 1, you know, 1 as in the numeral 1, Cobra Info 1, and you'll find a listing of all the YouTube videos that can tell you how to participate, and write down the site of those videos so you can call them up again. At 22 minutes after the hour, if you're in New York City, it'll be 1:22 p.m. December 21st. You know, be there or be square, but make sure you're there because everyone's participation is needed. The more people there, the more light we as a collective consciousness of humanity can draw into planet Earth. And that is part of our purpose for being here at this point in time. And while we're talking about purpose and point in time, you know, most of us that were born here on the Earth, we've been lied to since birth. The reality of the information is floating around out there on the Internet right now. You can find out who you are, what you're doing here. But you have to start from a realistic point. Everyone on Earth volunteered to come here. No, we didn't just happen here by chance. Sure, our physical parents created the shell, the body, the vehicle that our minds are operating through right now. But they didn't create our spark of essence. That was godly created. Your personality is created from the Heavenly Father, the original source of all there is. If you have a problem with the word Heavenly Father, especially the word Father, you don't understand when reality started, you know, as we know reality, there was no sex, you know? The originator, the source is the Heavenly Father who fathered life. There was no mother at that point in time. That came later. The reality of how the universe works. It's out there in the fifth apocryphal revelation. Why haven't you read it? Why isn't the government promoting it? Well, the government's controlled by evil. We know that. And the New World Order is the evil, and they are in charge of controlling all the governments in the world right now. And they're the ones that are making you suffer with these fake lockdowns. Lockdowns? It's insanity. Everybody isn't sick. We don't need our temperature taken when we walk in a restaurant. We don't need to go get tested. Telling people, they are making such fools of you. If you were playing along with this crap, go get tested, you're out of your friggin' mind because the tests are fake. And they can take any test information and just tell you, hey, you've got it. Do you know if you got it or not? Hell no. You have to rely on liars to tell you you have something that you probably know you don't have? I mean, really? And this whole crap taking temperatures, come on, if you have a temperature, you know it, and you know you've got something, whatever it may be. But that doesn't mean you have COVID, and most people don't have temperatures. So what's all this crap about taking people's temperatures? And the machines can be faulty, too, you know? And then the fact that they're pointing the machine at your pineal gland on your forehead, you know, right behind your forehead there is your pineal gland inside your brain. And they're pointing some kind of invisible ray at you. Do we know if they're harming you or not? I mean, we've been warned, don't participate in this. But you have to make that decision for yourself, you know? And all these bad things are happening. That's why you want to participate in the December 21st Global Meditation. I'll give you the thing one more time so you can find out what it's about. At Cobra Info 1. And like I said, you don't have to belong to Twitter to find out the information of what people are revealing on Twitter. And there's a lot of YouTubes on Twitter that you're going to find out about by just viewing other people's tweets on Twitter. You'll find out the YouTubes, and then you go to the YouTube channel, and you can watch the video. It's that simple. And what else can I say? Hey, I was listening to Charlie Green before. He had a lot of important things to say about all of this. And he talked about the silver cord, yeah. In case you don't know what the silver cord is, well, you need to find out, but I'll give you a brief statement on it here. It's an energy cord that extends out of your root chakra down to the center of the earth, our mother. You know, Mother Earth is a living consciousness, and it's been proven to me by Mother Earth herself. And if you want to find out about that, I have the true story in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. I got a book out called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. And in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I explain how it was communicated to me that Mother Earth is a loving, living soul. Then I went on to write a song about my understanding of the earth, and the song is The Earth, She Loves You. That's right, I am a singer-songwriter, and who has 22 music videos on YouTube right now, and one of them happens to be titled The Earth, She Loves You, and you ought to listen to it, because it informs you about our Mother Earth. What she really wants is to be loved. You know, and to be honored and loved, and we all can do that. And if you listen to my song, The Earth, She Loves You, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, and you'll comprehend the message. You know, it's free to watch on YouTube. I mean, all my 22 videos on YouTube are free to watch. They're educational. They're entertaining. You know? I've got my Subway Fantasy 2 out there. I've got my most recent one, The Positive Love. You know? I put them out here to be educational, to be entertaining. And they're free. What do you got to lose? Check them out. In fact, I claim to have more 22 music videos on YouTube. You know anybody who has more? Hey, this is a call-in radio station. Call me up and tell me about it, you know? Maybe it'll inspire me to put some more out there, but I'll be doing that anyhow. Because I have an unlimited supply of songs, because I am a singer-songwriter, And I have the ability to put my own videos together myself, you know? And most of them are really pretty cool. You know, I put some ones out there that are not that great, but, you know, when you have an infinite supply of stuff to put out there, you don't worry about a few blemishes, you know? That's the way it is. And I'm talking from a person of confidence here. And I only speak the truth on this show. You know, all I got to say is that I picked up a lot of information during the week, you know, like viruses are not contagious. How about that? That needs to be discussed on mainstream media. Oh, man. And then there's the 5G. Oh, my God. No one ever talks about that except people like me. And you ought to tell your friends to listen to the show because you're not going to hear too much about 5G except from people like me. 5G is death. It's a vibrational weapon. And we're all being subjected to it. You know, they don't want to kill us just outright. They want to just weaken us and kill us slowly, make us suffer. Because that's what demonic forces want to do. They will love people to suffer. They can feed off that energy. And 5G is one of the ways they're doing it right now, you know? And you're drawing that more around you. If you have your Wi-Fi turned on 24/7, if you have your cell phone system in your house broadcasting through all the house, you're pulling in the 5G and you're contaminating everyone in your house, you know? All the time, 24/7, when you're sleeping, you're still being contaminated by this 5G. You need to disconnect from that. You need to get yourself an RF meter, which I call a microwave meter. I call it a microwave meter because if I just said RF, which stands for radio frequency abbreviation, a lot of people wouldn't understand me because most people don't want to get involved in stuff like this because we're all friggin' lazy. And hey, I am with you there. I'm lazy too, you know, but this is it. I call it a microwave meter, and but it's technically known as an RF meter, but you still have to identify what you want the meter for when you go get one. You want the meter to be able to, you want the RF meter to be able to detect radio frequencies that are hazardous to your health. And without that, you really don't know what a hazardous situation you're in. And some of us are in worse situations either than others. Places like Manhattan, all the avenues, they're polluted with 5G. You know, if you pull out your microwave meter, RF meter, and you walk down any of the avenues in Midtown Manhattan and other places in Manhattan, you're off the scale. You're being overly infiltrated with negative vibrations. You know, every once in a while when I do my show, I hear a voice in the background. Pops in, pops out. Who knows what the hell's going on? All I know is I wish, because I'm on Twitter, I contact people that claim to be starseeds, claim to be with the Galactic Federation, and claim to be. And none of them ever call in, you know. It makes me wonder, are these people, you know, how reliable are these people? I try to trust everybody up front until I find out otherwise. But come on, I'm asking people, you know, they're not movie stars or anything, but like, hey, call into the show and let's talk about some important things. So what's, you know, I got to wonder myself, what is the problem with these people? You know, they claim to be star seeds. They sound like they're star seeds, but they're afraid to call into a radio show and really talk one-to-one with somebody intelligent. I don't get it. Is everybody afraid to talk live on a radio show? Hey, this radio show is live. And, hey, you want to talk live, call up. The number is 888-627-6008. And don't worry about what to talk about because there's always something to talk about. Maybe I'll ask you a question. I saw the most interesting thing on, I do watch TV. I flip across the stations. On a public radio station, it's called PBS sometimes in the USA, where I'm doing the show from. That's right, I am an American in the United States of America, in New York City, the capital of the world. So it was on a New York station. This is a show called Civil Discourse. And there was a doctor on there. It was the first time since this COVID crap started at the beginning of the year that I heard someone really talk an intelligent conversation related to COVID. He was talking about all the easy things to do that we can do to improve our health and strengthen ourselves so we don't have to worry about catching anything. And it was all based on exercise, eating right, fresh air. That's why this whole thing with the mask is just a scam. And it's telling you, like, stick your hand in the fire and get burnt, basically. That's what they're telling you when they tell you to put on a mask. You're not protecting anyone. You're not protecting yourself. In fact, you're harming yourself. What a bunch of crap they've given you, and you've fallen for it. For God's sakes, do your own investigation and find out how everyone on mainstream media, the TV stations, your government people that get to talk on the TV stations, they're all friggin' lying to you, and they're all ignorant jerks. They don't know anything about real health care, and they're just allow themselves to be turned into parrots by the New World Order, and most politicians are controlled by the New World Order. There's so many ways to mind control somebody nowadays. I don't even want to get into it, but I've talked about it before, and it's really not that difficult to mind control people, and guarantee you the easiest way is with bribe money, and most politicians are crooked bribe takers. Can anybody prove otherwise? I don't think so. You know, that's why most people in politics are in politics, because they know it's the opportunity to cash in on a lot of bribe money that's coming their way. And that's why everything's screwed up in this world, because all politicians are bribe takers, basically all of them. I've said it before, but I got to say it again to emphasize the point. When the FBI or the CIA did an investigation of Congress, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, to find out who was honest, they found two people out of 535 people in the U.S. Congress that were, they considered to be honest and trustworthy. Two. Only two out of 535 people. That's how bad it is. And I have no reason to doubt that. Sorry, come on. I grew up in America here. We learned at an early age all politicians are crooks, and believe me, that investigation of the FBI or CIA proved that all politicians are crooks. When only two people out of 535 people can be deemed to be honest, they're all crooks. And I have no reason to believe it's not true in other countries in the world, because they're all on the same bandwagon. They're all walking around in front of the TV screens now, wearing their masks as if that's going to do something. Yeah, they're trying to prove, like, oh, yeah, we're practicing what we preach. They don't know what the hell they're even talking about. And there's no reason for all these masks, not forever, none whatsoever. And the masks themselves don't, they make you sick. That's the whole scam you've been falling into. Ever since the mask crap started, for over 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, people are walking around with friggin' masks on, ruining their health. And that's going to make you susceptible to catch things and suffer from things that normally wouldn't affect you, because you've stupidly been ruining your health by wearing a mask, because ignorant, stupid ignoramuses in government told you to do that. And they're only telling you to do that because the bribe money is telling them to do that. And the news media, it's all about bribe money. They are being bribed to tell you what they want to tell you. And, of course, they want to promote this fake pandemic to get you to destroy your health and then trick you by imposing fear, making you fearful to take a vaccine that's going to kill you. It will. Absolutely. Eventually it will. If it doesn't get you right away, it will get you in the end or ruin your health so bad you wish you were dead. That's what you're up against right now. Don't take the vaccine, you know? We're not people that say don't take the vaccine, we're not a conspiracy theorist. We know it's a solid plan to destroy your health. You know, people have worked on this project. They've, you know, the whistleblowers, they've come out and told us, you know, the vaccine is going to sterilize all women. The vaccine is going to change your DNA. It's going to put a marker chip inside your body that can be read from a distance remotely by machines. And it's going to put a lot of other poisons into your system. So if you're really weakened, and you will be weakened after 6-8 months of wearing a mask, you're weak already. And because it's in a two-part thing, just because you got the first part and survived, don't think that the second one isn't going to be the killer. You know, there's a lot of poisons that work that way. Something is only poisonous when you add something to it. Then it becomes really toxic. And that's the trick they're using with this vaccine. What do you get the second booster one? And then, of course, they're going to want to drag this out forever, ever, because they're using a fake test to claim there's a pandemic when there isn't anyone. And that fake testing will continue to say there's still a problem. There is no problem right now. The problem is the testing and the manipulation by evil government. I have to talk about this, you know? I wish I had more interesting things to talk about, but I have to talk about it because everyone is being duped. The vaccines are being laid out. Pass the word. Don't take the vaccine. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't allow strangers to inject poison into your system. Don't believe the liars on mainstream media TV. You know, don't believe the propaganda scientists. Don't believe like fake Fauci and Devil Gates. Yeah. And his evil foundation. These people are all in on the scam to kill off 95% of humanity. And this vaccine is going to be a big killer. You know, the cavalry is in the distance, as the saying goes. Yeah, we have the Galactic Federation coming to our rescue soon. That's why it's important to participate in December 21st mass meditation, because the more light that we, the regular people of Earth, can bring into this world through a collective conscious meditation where we're all focusing on the same thing, bringing more light into Mother Earth, so Mother Earth can help us, you know, and that the Galactic Federation can finally land and remove the scum of this earth, mostly the politicians and the fake judges and the fake lawyers and all this scum that's ruining our world, you know. All these people in authority, they can't be trusted, you know. What was seemed to be a good idea back in 1776, the idea of the Republic, people representing people, well, it's been compromised. You know, it's like the Constitution doesn't even exist anymore. They wiped their ass with the Constitution down in Washington, D.C., and it's been like that for a long, long time, and it's still like that. It's beyond the swamp. It's hell on earth, and they are all devils. Every part of the U.S. government down in Washington are devils. And now we've also found out in the last 7-8 months, the governors are devils too. They're just as bad as the Congress. There's only one governor in all of the United States that didn't impose a lockdown. Thank God for the governor of South Dakota. And outside of her, all the governors have imposed lockdowns, which says they're all being mind controlled, bought out with bribery, or other ways of mind control. They're either being blackmailed, or they're just, you know, artificial intelligence can be used to put thoughts in people's heads. And they have sold us out. Right now in America, it's the governors who screwed everybody over. If the governors had any decency and understanding of real health care, they wouldn't be imposing lockdowns, you know? And the real cure for COVID, I have it on my presidential website. That's right, I ran for president of the United States in the last election, but the website's still up. 2020presidenttomedison.com. Hey, that is my name, Tom Edison. I am the host of this radio show, and that's it, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Look it up. Right, as soon as you come on my website, the first thing saving there is that the cure for the COVID is vibrational. That's right. Simple as a tuning fork, you know? All you have to do is broadcast the frequency of the virus and it'll shatter like a glass when an opera singer hits a high C. We've all seen the demonstration. And all these COVID molecules in everybody's body will be shattered, all that hear that frequency. It's that simple to get rid of this. That simple. You got it? It's that simple. It's like, you know, we could get choirs of people and they could all go, whatever note it is, the proper note is, and we could cure everybody. That's it. Doesn't cost a dime. All it costs is a little ingenuity and participation and real science. That's how easy this whole fake pandemic thing is to solve. I'm telling you about it here. Will you tell somebody tomorrow? Well, if you're not telling anybody tomorrow what you learned here on my show tonight, you're part of the problem then. Because the truth needs to be gotten out there, and if the government isn't willing to respond to the truth, they need to be removed from their position of authority. Right now, all these lockdowns are, if you're in the United States, all these lockdowns are a violation of the U.S. Constitution. All of them are. If you don't know how, well, you need to read the Constitution and figure it out for yourself. I mean, there's so many violations. The biggest violation is the First Amendment right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because all these ridiculous restrictions based on nothing real, based on fake science, are violating your rights. And everybody in government who's jumped on the bandwagon to violate your rights in the name of some fake pandemic needs to be removed from office immediately. They need to admit they've made a mistake and resign, or that we need a team of lawyers and psychiatrists to go in there and declare them insane. Because if you're in government and have the authority to make decisions that are going to affect somebody's life and you're making the wrong decisions based on fake science or bribe money, you are in violation of the oath you have taken, and you need to forfeit your authority immediately. That's constitutional law right there, I'm telling you. Hey, but the actions need to be taken on it. If nobody's willing to arrest the traitors, and all people in government now are traitors because they're lying to you, they made decisions that have destroyed people's lives, and they're imposing totalitarian restrictions on you. They've turned you into a criminal. They force you to walk around with a muzzle on your face when you go out or go in stores and stuff like that. They've taken away your personal rights. They're inflicting all kinds of harms upon your children, what they're being subjected to via schools, etc., etc. And they've just about done every fucking thing they could wrong. There's no other way to say it. And that's who these politicians are. I don't care what party they're from. They're all crooks. They've all let you down. They all don't have the guts to speak up about the truth, and they're all so friggin' stupid they don't even know the truth. And we can no longer tolerate this kind of a system. Actually, government as we know it is obsolete. We should get rid of it immediately and replace it with something better. I mean, and look at this crap with the false election in the United States. One party is allowed to cheat beyond belief, and they're getting away with it so far, you know? And no matter how much evidence seems to be brought up, apparently all the judges are bought out, including the Supreme Court. And that's why this system doesn't work anymore, because this system is based on trusting people. And elected officials can't be trusted, and neither can certainly not appointed officials. And as far as I'm concerned, hey, the Supreme Court sounded like a great idea, and we do need something like that, some final authority on things. But the way these people have become members of the Supreme Court, it's not satisfactory. No, we can't allow them to be appointed. In fact, every member of the Supreme Court needs to pass an insanity test, yeah, and a common sense test. And it needs to be verified by a majority of the public with real voting, with real voting counts, no electronic machines. And that's the way it needs to be. And if you can't support that, then you are the enemy. And that's all I've got to say on that. Meanwhile, hey, the good news is the event, say it, E-V-E-N-T, the event is coming when the Galactic Federation, that's right, the Galactic Federation, referring to 52 independent nations from other parts of the galaxy that have joined together to become the Galactic Confederation, also known as the Confederation. And they are going to land their craft and come here and do the final tasks in freeing us from the evil sources that are controlling us, the evil sources that control every government on the face of this planet. We have to talk about this now, you know? And that's why it's important to participate on December 21st. It is so important to participate because we need to, that's our part, you know, the 7-8 billion people on this planet, that is our part to participate in a global meditation to bring more light into this world, to make it easier for the good guys out there in the galaxy, 52 sovereign nations from other worlds that want to help us finally get rid of the trash that's been in charge of ruling our world for much too long. It's been going on for thousands and thousands, in some places hundreds of thousands of years. Yes, humanity has been suppressed. We are in a matrix created by evil entities. I hear they're reptilian. Yeah, most of them. And then there's the AI clones, like the Greys, and stuff like that, and all the kinds of other psychic evil creatures, the Archons, who infest our minds and manipulate our thinking. We've been subjected to a triple whammy here on Earth, and that's why it has made life difficult for thousands and thousands of years, but it's coming to an end because it's the end of the age of Pisces, and the beginning of the age of Aquarius. It's being declared that the official beginning of the age of Aquarius is starting on December 21st, you know, because it's a conjunction of energies from three planets on our solar systems at the same time, and all coincidences are created. Okay. And if you don't believe it, read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. All coincidences are created. Things that happen by chance are not a coincidence. There's a few things, very few things that happen in life that happen by chance. You know? All coincidences are created. And if you find the 1 in 10 billion that aren't a coincidence, well, you found 1 in 10 billion coincidences that just happen to happen by chance. And, of course, that possibility does exist. But most all coincidences are prearranged to happen. That is the real definition of coincidence. It's the coinciding of things that have been pre-planned to happen and correlate together at a certain point in time. It's in my book and many other important definitions. The name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. It's available everywhere. Go look for it. You'll find it. For a measly $5, you can download it. I mean, really. Be the best $5 if you're listening to my voice than you ever spent in your life. And it's good. It's a good book because it teaches you how to think. And you ought to be thinking and paying attention to everything. You know, there's so many stupid people. The only reason people should watch regular TV is to see what's being perpetrated against the masses. We've got so many commercials out there now, so many advertisements where we have a figure of a human being superimposed over another fake background. Sometimes even the background's moving. But you can see it's so fake. You can see the outline of the person. It'll be a black outline or some kind of like a blurry outline around the person placed in front of the scene they want you to believe that person is at. I mean, and they're getting pretty sloppy at this now. Start looking for it. You'll see it. It's everywhere. I know it's somebody's idea to save money, I guess. But, you know, we don't want fake stuff like this on TV. And this is bombarding us with, just like all the commercials they're bombarding us with. Most of the commercials are big pharma commercials, advertising their concoctions that supposedly are going to cure you of things but never will. And they all have side effects. Of course, that's what the whole scam is. And they got somebody playing this soft piano in the background as if that's going to trick you. And it probably does trick people. And they tell you to see your doctor because your doctor is part of the agenda. He's part of the scam. Doctors can't be trusted. Very few can because most of them are willing. Sure, your doctor might be a good guy, and there are good doctors out there, but there's at least 50% of them. I don't know what the exact percentage is, and I'm not going to waste my time finding out, but a large percentage of doctors are nothing but pharmaceutical salespeople. They don't know about real health care. Their idea of running a practitioner's business is you come to them. That you tell them what the problem is. They look in their book, like what product of the bribe-taking pharmaceutical industry that I work with do they have that will supposedly help you? And then they say, okay, I'll write you a prescription for this, and this is how it works. That's right. Most doctors have been turned into pharmaceutical salespeople, and they play along with that because that's where the money is. Do you realize that doctors get more money if they can vaccinate your baby with more vaccines in a certain period of time? That's right. They get a bonus for that. They don't give a shit about your baby's health. In fact, no baby should have vaccines. Nobody in the world should have vaccines because they're unhealthy for you. They're poisons being injected into your body. The whole concept of a vaccine helping you is been a lie for the last 100 years. And after you hear that lie, society has heard that lie for over 100 years, we've actually believed, most of us are believing, that vaccines are helpful. They can't be helpful. There's no logic to even the whole concept of it. It was ill-conceived in the beginning by stupid doctors, and then the whole project of vaccines was hijacked by the pharmaceutical industry and the New World Order. It's how they can use vaccines as a weapon to kill you. That's where it's at. There is no other relevant explanation, and you can't prove what I'm saying is not true. I mean, you can try to, good luck, but you're not going to be successful. You know, we're at the point now where we should realize that what we've known as government, it's obsolete. We don't need this thing called government, because they take our tax money, they waste it, they take bribe money, and they only serve the people who give them the bribe money. They don't serve society. And they're backstabbers, they're deceitful, they're liars, they're ignorant, and they're stupid. And they misuse their authority all the time. We don't need a system like this. There's so much charity and caring people in this world. We can take care of all the problems from the private sector. We don't need freaking government. All government does is suppress us and take away our rights. That's exactly all they've done for a long, long time. You know? It was real people that fought the revolution back in 1776. And then a few smart people together that put something together that made sense back then. But the idea of republic, that we have to trust people to represent us, that was quickly sabotaged a long, long time ago. And our capital in the U.S., Washington, D.C., it's owned by the New World Order. It's got the markers. It's got the mark of the New World Order on it. A city 45 degrees out of kilter. You know what that means? Well, again, you need to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you know, for $5 and find out the explanation of the importance of identifying anything that's 45 degrees out of kilter on purpose is anti-God. It's the New World Order. And our capital, Washington, D.C., it's got the tallest obelisk in the world. An obelisk is a mind-controlled device. Anything with a pyramid on top of it that sits high automatically turns into an octahedron, which is a broadcaster and a receiver of all energies. And they use that obelisk to really keep the people in Washington, D.C. brainwashed, especially the leaders. And they can focus those energies through that pyramid and keep everyone in Washington, D.C. stupid. You know? Come on. The smartest thing the American people should ever do is to move their capital out of Washington, D.C. Make it a tourist town of what used to be government. Because as long as government stays in Washington, D.C., it'll be mind-controlled by the dark side until the event when our galactic brothers and sisters come down here in their spaceships and physically remove these traitors from all of humanity. And every nation in the world has a large share of traitors. That's why governments are obsolete. They don't serve people anymore. We can find a better system. There must be a dozen better systems than the current system of government we have. And republics don't work. They're not democracies. Come on. There is no real democracy. A democracy would be a good change from a bribe-taking republic, you know? I mean, really, any system would be better than what we have. You know, republics are as bad as dictatorships right now. Look at the governors in the United States, all right? They've all turned into dictators, I said, except for one, you know? And the same thing is happening in Europe. Look at the leaders over there. Man, they're all friggin' dictators. They all are so oblivious to the needs of the people. They don't even give a crap. All they care about is the bribe money they get through the EU, which is just like a number one puppet for the New World Order. You know? EU is the New World Order in Europe. And it's sad, but that's what's happening, you know? Fortunately, I have to talk about these things. But let me just remind everybody, because we're coming near the end of the show, December 21st, mark it on your calendar. That's right. It's the maybe the most important day of this year, maybe the most important day of humanity, when we finally brought enough good vibrations into the earth to liberate us, to set the thing finally in motion, to get rid of the trash. And who are the trash? All the people in government are the trash that make the decisions, not the menial workers that have to collect forms at the Division of Motor Vehicles or stuff like that. We're talking about the people who make the decisions, like the U.S. Congress, Parliament. Yeah, well, they got it on. Is there one person in Parliament that's honest? Go fish, as the saying goes. And all the other leaders, corrupt countries, Germany, huh? You know, come on, Merkel. She looks like a damn artificial puppet with those jowl marks. Those are the same kind of jowl marks on her face that that puppets have. You know, I guess that's to let us know that she is a puppet. You know, she has no understanding of truth or logic or anything. And then there's that jerk in France, Macron. Oh my God, what a I don't know. What's the best word? Douchebag? I don't know. He doesn't even deserve a title like that, because he's not even good for that. I mean, New World Order puppet. Who else is, like, really on the bad list, you know? Governor of California. Oh, my God. Man. Disgusting. Piece of crap. He's like an embarrassment to humanity. Along with all those other embarrassments out in California, Pelosi, Feinstein, crooks galore. In fact, they ought to change the name of California to Crookifornia, because the whole government in California is ruled by crooks. We got Los Angeles, the city where the schoolrooms are the most polluted energy schoolrooms in the world, I think. If you've got your kids in sent to public school in Los Angeles, the lockdown is doing them a favor. Keep them out of school, because schools are contamination zones. Your poor children are being exposed to too much 5G radiation, Wi-Fi. It's all the same thing. It's destroying their DNA. It's, you know, they won't be able to have children by the time they're grown up, because they spent too many years under heavy radiation in school. If you're in Los Angeles, you better look into this if you got kids going to school. Don't believe anything the government tells you, because they're all freaking liars. And all the information passed down from the higher realms to the lower realms in government, it's all lies. It's misinformation designed to control you and mislead you and misinform you. That's the reality we're living in. You know? Sad, but it's true, and we have to start taking actions. Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And, you know, we're coming to the end of the year soon. Starting with the new year, we need to, like, as the saying goes, lay down the law and stop participating. If everybody stopped participating in the mask wearing and the social distancing and all the other crap that we've been lied to about, this whole problem, all these COVID problems would disappear, because the facts already prove that there no more people died in 2020 than died in 2019. No more whatsoever. Everything you're hearing on the news is just a fanciful, make-believe story designed to create fear, to get you to fall for the biggest dupe of all times. Yeah. Line up for your evil government to inject poison into you. How stupid can you friggin' be? Learn to think for yourself. Wake the hell up while you're still alive, because after they've really screwed your whole life up by injecting the poison from this most poisonous of all deadly vaccines ever perpetrated on the people of Earth, you're gonna be fucked up, period. And you need to rethink your thinking and not participate in this. You know, the old saying goes, if they told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? Well, that's exactly what they're telling you to do, indirectly. Jump off a cliff and kill yourself. And you're stupidly lining up to jump off that cliff because the government told you, because the fake scientist told you, well, wake the hell up. Well, that's all I got to say. Hey, listen, I'm bringing a lot of good things into this world. And the only way you'll find out how much good things I'm bringing into is go to YouTube and watch my 22 videos. I always suggest to people, like I'm going to end my show. I end my show with the lead guitar solo at the end of my original song, Are You the Party in Kind? And just go on the internet. You can Google it right from the Google bar, and it'll take you right to the video. Are You the Party in Kind? You spell it P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. That's the way I spell it. If you spell it correctly, Google will take you right to my video automatically. You don't have to go into YouTube. That's it. Are You the Party in Kind? And you ought to check it out because it's a music video and it shows you what real life fun and living is all about. Something that doesn't exist anymore. And why doesn't it exist? Because of your damn evil government. And I have so many songs out there that are philosophical and positive. You know, This Is Your Sunny Day. That's a great one to watch. Now Is the Time. Talks about we're walking into the future. And we'll be doing it with a smiling face. And I've got songs out there that they're just great songs to listen to because some of them are mostly just music, very few words, because the music says it all and the visuals say it all. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, so you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? But look it up on Google. You'll be impressed. And it might remind you of what life used to be like. If you're young, well, it'll show you what you missed out on. because it won't be coming back too soon because of the damn government. And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's out on YouTube, too. And if you listen to that song at the end, you'll hear a horse galloping away. And if you watch the video on YouTube, I Gotta Be Somebody, you'll see the horse galloping away. And both of those songs also happen to be in my new movie, rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy 2, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y 2. You can Google that from the Google bar, and it'll take you right to it, too. Subway Fantasy 2. Well, okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to ask you to take us out of here. I'm giving you the countdown. Hey, everybody, listen, tell your friends to tune in next week and understand you got to participate in this world if you want it to change. And mark that on your calendar, December 21st. That's a Monday. Work, it's 1:22 p.m. 20-minute meditation, participate. It's easy. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand. Without fear, it ain't clear to me.